25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome everybody. I am Jay, I'm your friend, and you've tuned into the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where I talk about everything financing, real estate, investment, economy, retirement, and by golly, how to balance your budget. You can give me a call, 719-330-1457, directly. I've been taking calls for 15 years now, 788 weeks that we've been on the air here, and if you're listening by podcast, you don't even have to listen to commercials. We are coming to the end of June, and that means that we are doing today, with the drum roll, Matt, the mid-year market evaluation and economic update right here on the Jay Garvin Show. You know, regular listeners, that for over 14 years now, Bill McAfee, the educational guru, the Yoda,
much to learn you still have,
of real estate statistics, has come in and done the economic update. But with paper here before me and a swift turn in economic numbers in the last month, Bill did not want to appear in the radio show today, as I would spend most of my time reminding you that he trended wrong in his prediction. But worry not, Bill McAfee will be gone this week, but he'll be back next month, and I've got a very good friend of mine, co-worker, best friend in the mortgage world, Ken Smith, coming in, and we are going to talk about everything economic update with the market statistics from Empire Title. Ashley, if you're listening, the president, your company is well run, the number one ranked title company in the Pikes Peak region. But then I'm also going to talk about the economic numbers and how it's affected by a brand new Fed chairman for the Federal Reserve. Whoa, I need some energy drink on that one, because any Fed chairman will put me to sleep. So as I take a sip of my energy drink this bright Saturday morning, I want to tell you that right here at this microphone, we have been through more than three chairmen of the Federal Reserve. It was long ago in the days of Obama when I would talk to you about Janet Yellen. She was constantly yelling why rates should be good, even though Obama's economy was weak. And then we transitioned on to Jay Powell. Who was actually elected by Donald Trump, and he ended up regretting that decision, but he was constantly shooting out a barrage of confusing four-page updates as he stalled on any type of proactive chairman responsibilities in the Federal Reserve, always following the trends rather than cutting through them. So later in our conversation, I'm going to talk in more detail about the newest chairman of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh. And I say his name that way because he has come to wash out the entire swamp of bureaucracy. Where we had Fed chairmen before him that would give three pages of comments on what just happened in the market, I will talk to you later on right here about one of his tenets of his new position is brevity. And thank you for that applause there, Matt, because we need brevity. He says, I do not need to pontificate on what's happening in the market, because all you need to do is to look at the market. The Fed's responsibility is simply to read the employment numbers, read the inflation numbers, read the consumer sentiment, and allow the talking heads to come to their own conclusions. And that's what we're going to get to in more detail. And then for the first time ever on this radio show, I am going to go deeper into the actual GDP components that makes our economy work, because we are in historic times, folks. So I am going to finish up with going through the gross domestic product, GDP components, talk about the Fed chair before that, and then the most important thing of the day, economic numbers from real estate sales to the 10-year treasuries and everything you need to know about the economy before it happens. If you were in the studio with me right now, you would see a very large crystal ball in front of me, and we look into the future with predictive statements, and I have been spot on over the years since I launched this radio show, the 29th of January 2012, when I jumped and paraded and clowned around and did everything possible to tell you to buy real estate, and still, I'm telling you, in Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak region history, the last 15 years by far has been the best time to buy real estate. We were all buying real estate for $125,000 in 1996. It was $180,000 by 2012 when I said this trend was going to start. And now 15 years later, coming through 2006 into 2017, we've got a median house price that is no longer $186,000. It's $499,000. And folks, we are just getting started because we're going back to the Reagan days when you don't have to worry about houses getting more affordable with a decrease in price, but rather a monster super injected increase of income. And we'll start to see that in the Pikes Peak region here over the next 24 to 36 months. We've already got household income that's just shy of $107,000 median per household. And I will articulate in the real estate market how that is affecting the supply and demand of real estate, why we're in a stall right now, and what will be the component that will help it catapult positively to more affordability and more accessibility moving forward. Now, that's a mouthful, but just stick with me. The biggest thing that I want to tell you is I'm right and Bill was wrong. And he's not here to defend himself, so we are going to have a carnival with this today. For the third time in the history of Pikes Peak region, the first time was in February of 2024. There was another brief return in June of 2025, and now we have May of 2026. The median sales price value for homes in El Paso County, the Pikes Peak region, is $499,952. Thank you for that confetti parade there, Matt. We are literally sitting at a glass ceiling in El Paso County on the Pikes Peak MLS at $500,000 median price. That is the most accurate middle of the pack, more so than the average price for homes. And I believe it will continue to hit that glass ceiling at 500,000 as it has held. The first time it came close was 2021. Like I said, it didn't return until 2024, again in 2025, and now a third time in 2026. But when we see economic activity go up within our county, possibly in our state, absolutely, definitely in our nation, as I will give you concrete evidence in the GDP nationally, we will see affordability come through an increase of income instead of a decrease in prices. All explained here. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance application. More to come right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beat?
No one put you down
when I'm around.
For sticking with me. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where all hour we're talking about the mid-year market evaluation and economic update. We have the statistics that come proudly from Empire Title. Ashley Bush is the president. Sarah is our favorite closer. And Bill McAfee is the educational guru. Not so much the statistic guru lately, because I'm here with Ken Smith, and we're here to tell you that we are at another precipice of not one, not two, but three spikes in 24, 25, and now 26 to $499,900 median home value. And Kenny, I cannot believe that is the average home price in this city.
I know, it's quite remarkable. Just at the $500,000 mark.
And it's a glass ceiling. I mean, when you and Jules bought your house in what year for $300 and change?
We bought in 2016 for about $100 a square foot.
And it was just under $300,000, right?
Just under. $299 and change.
$299 and change. And now you guys are basking as your neighbors are selling your house for $550, $625. Beautiful location in town right by Dublin Park. Gorgeous views of the Front Range. You're actually moving to the epicenter of the whole city with the amount of growth north and the stability down south. That would have never happened in Wisconsin.
No, that we are, like you said, about the middle of the city now.
We are, and you're going on a double in value in less than 15 years, and that kind of stuff has not happened in Cape Coral and Fort Myers.
No, it has not.
It has not happened in Brookfield or Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, it hasn't. It's happened in Nashville, but it hasn't happened down in, like, the Smoky Mountains. There were places like Austin that did that. You know, Naples doubled.
Yep.
But Naples is off 30%
yes,
now.
Yes, it's so receded.
Wisconsin is steady Eddie. Montana's steady Eddie. Dakotas are steady Eddie. The whole Midwest, all the way through where I grew up, is steady Eddie. But Colorado Springs, the Pikes Peak region, if you're listening right now, is a very, very unique market. A whole separate radio show will tell you we are the largest red raft with the Pikes Peak region in a very blue ocean of Colorado and bureaucracy in Denver. And a lot of people want to come on to our raft. Now, the biggest thing, Kenny, is with prices at just under $500,000 for a median house, and now interest rates bouncing all over the map between 5.875 was aggressive in the first quarter of this year before Iran kicked off. We went all the way back to the low sevens, and now we're settling somewhere in the high 6% range, right?
That's correct.
Well, you do the math on that, and you're looking at mortgages that start at $2,500 to $3,000 a month.
Yeah, it really does. For a single-income family, it makes it quite difficult.
I know. And a side note here is that all of the median incomes that are reported, 107,000 in Colorado Springs in the Pikes Peak region, is household incomes.
Correct.
So if you've got two individuals working, one making $60,000, one making $80,000, well, now you've got $140,000 income. But like you said, for the single working professional parents, the one income households, you've got to bring on $100,000 to $115,000 yourself if you're even going to find a median home in this market.
That's correct.
And Bill McAfee, and I really appreciate you coming here and talking statistics with me, because there's so much to talk about in such a short period of time. You and I spoke earlier before the show about this entire quarter that Bill McAfee and I were talking. If we went back to January and February and March, we had not only a negative 2% in January, a negative 1.8% in February, and then this is the one that scared Bill McAfee. We had a 4% drop in median values in March, and one full quarter of negative movement has never been in El Paso County since I've been at this microphone. And then when it continued into April for another 2%, that's where Bill shouted from the rooftop and said, hey, I believe we could go 6 to 9 months before there's recovery, very justifiably stated, because of the instability in Iran. But I'm going to let you speak as a neophyte at the microphone here. In May, it didn't drop anymore, did it?
Flash, flash. We jumped. We jumped.
From a minus 2% to a plus 2% growth. So we were stagnating down at 460, and someone got busy in May. And you and I know it, because we had transactions coming out of our ears, and there's only 900 or so a month. So when the number of transactions starts to grow in the summer, you start to get a more realistic picture of what's going on out there. So we have active listings, but then after that, you've got sales. And this is incredible. For the third straight month in March, April, and May, we went over 1,000 sales. And you would think that this would be surprising. And you, the listeners, can't see this. But, Kenny, you see this as like a Geiger meter. Every single year, folks, houses get more expensive. And inventory grows in the summer in the shopping months and retreats in the winter.
Correct. Yeah, that's what we see.
So let's talk about this for a little bit, because that trend is opposite in Florida, isn't it?
It is. People are vacationing in Florida. They're staying at some Airbnb or some resort, and they say, I got to have some more of this good weather.
I got to get me some Florida.
I got to get out of the cold.
And that's in the winter when the most proliferate shopping months for houses are in the winter. And then, buddy, I've been in Florida in July and August, and you don't want to do anything but sit in your house with air conditioning or get in your lanai. Is that what it calls with the pool?
Lanai. Yep, yep.
It's the opposite. So it depends on where you live, but the number of sales and the number of inventory fluctuates every year. That's why it's so important to get out and shop, because now in May and June and July, prices are going to go up. And unless interest rates go down, it's just more expensive to buy in the summer.
Yeah.
So what I want to do here is looking at the actual statistics. Last month, when Bill McAfee and I spoke, through the entire first quarter and the second month into the second quarter, just showing with May, for the first 4 months, January through April, we were off 2.4%. And how swiftly a market can change, because we said there was a minus 2% growth in April, and with a plus 2% growth in May, that switched the overall annual average of 2.4% loss. 2.4% loss a quarter is 10% a year. That is as extreme as Denver is. But now with that correction, Colorado Springs goes, El Paso County goes from 2.4 loss, and that goes down to what?
1.7%.
So if we have one good month, we could literally be at or below 1% for loss and recapture that in the summer.
Yes. Good sales during summer months.
Yeah, good sales. But now, see, folks, this is why we're doing the mid-year market evaluation, because you and I study this, Ken, every day with mortgage applications and rates and frustrations and celebrations with interest rate locks and contract locks. And this stuff surprised us. I mean, I think you listening right now, the regular listener, without a show like this, without a conversation like this, there's no place to go to find trending in real estate. And I don't know what to predict, Ken, with the Iran Memorandum of Understanding. Do you see interest rates over the next month staying steady, starting to decrease, or creeping up?
Personally, I think they're going to start to decrease a little bit.
Especially during the 60 days, yeah, the Memorandum of Understanding, because for the first 30 days, people are going to be hopeful that Iran's going to actually do what they're saying
they're going to do.
But then in July and August, when we find out, oh my God, they're diverting, stalling, and lying again, we'll see if the proof is in the pudding. The one thing I like is, you know, the president, commander-in-chief in the military, Defense Secretary Hegseth, God bless all of our serving soldiers, because they're keeping them in the Gulf all the way through this next 60 days, saying we're going to keep our trigger finger
ready to pounce. If we have to.
And we'll see, hopeful, and I do agree with you, if there's any evidence, because no one has read the agreement yet, but the agreement says the next 60 days is to get the nuclear dust.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the rubble from that shellacking they got in January, dig down into those granite mountains, and if we get some headway there, partner, I think we could be in a direction of an interest rate having a 5 on it if this legitimately plays out. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with it, and I think that people have been waiting for that. But like we always say, buy the house and date the rate, because you never know what they're going to do for certain.
See, this is exactly why I bring you to the microphone. I did a show that says marry your house and date the rate. So when we say marry the house, you don't try to time the market. You just get in and get enough time in the market. But explain date the rate, Kenny.
So date the rate is just you acquire the property, and it may not be the rate that you really were hoping for or somehow want because you saw the crazy rates that we had during COVID. But rates will soften. They will ease out. They will decrease a bit. And when they do, there's the opportunity to refinance and shorten your term 3 to 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever you'd like to do, depending on your financial ability at that time.
Yeah, and that what that means is, I'm telling you right now, because the first quarter is gone, we have so many people this off season, you and I, that were helping individuals buy a house, and all the appraisals were $5,000, $15,000, $20,000 above the market contract.
Yes.
And I pray to the Lord right now, Jesus, that that would continue through the summer. But those individuals married the house at the absolute most opportune time. And now as rates come down, they've already got the equity in the house and the ownership, and they can take advantage of payment relief.
Yes.
So I agree with Ken that I see rates softening. I've got down the lowest rate I've locked this year is a 4.99 on a 15-year and a 6.25 on a 30-year. Can you recall what your most aggressive one was?
Mine was a 5.25 on a 15-year.
Okay.
And a 30-year, he did buy discount points, but it's 5.875.
Yeah. And my 4.99% with Karen out of Utah was with a big fee as well. But those individuals at 5.875 and 4.99 respectively won't have to worry about refinance.
Correct.
So don't go anywhere. Ken Smith and I are going to be back right after the break. We're going to finish up the conversation about the economic update, and then we're going to get into Kevin Warsh, who's the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, in there to warn out the swamp in Washington, D.C. Call us during the break at 719-633-8483, churchillcolorado.com. Ken Smith, Jay Garvin's, both available for you right after the break. We'll continue the conversation.
Well, it's time for night and I just got paid. Pull up all my money, don't try to play. My heart says go, go. Have time for Saturday night. Now I feel fine, I'm gonna lock it up.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping.
I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. I'm gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rock it up and ball tonight.
Housekeeping.
Thanks for sticking with me. I'm Jay Garvin's, host of the Jay Garvin Show. Ken Smith, also a licensed loan originator with me at Churchill Mortgages, here to discuss the economic market evaluation mid-year for 2026, and we've told you for the third time in the last 3 years, we've hit a glass ceiling with the median home price in Colorado Springs, El Paso County as $499,000 this month. It's $952, just $48 away from that $500,000 threshold. And we are hitting a glass ceiling. That's because of affordability with interest rates. It's because we've got a lag in income to match up and hopefully surpass inflation. But there, Ken, is a average sales price as well, where the median takes out the highs and the lows, kind of like a gymnastic score or a FICO credit score, Fair Isaac and Company score, and goes with the middle, where an average takes everything from the $4.8 million house and the $190,000 condo and just takes the half. But the all-time record of El Paso County and Colorado Springs in the state of Colorado over the last 150 years, our average sales price is what this month, Ken?
$577,202.
I mean, that's crazy. But that includes the hottest part of the market, which I can't believe I'm going to say this, because in 2016 and 17, you couldn't give away a house above $1 million. And now that's the hottest part of the market, isn't it, my friend?
It is. That's why that average is where it is.
Yeah, because if you have a house that's in a nice neighborhood that's 1.5, 1.3, 1.9 million, they're going under contract in 15 to 30 days, and that's faster than a $400,000 house right now.
It is.
And let's talk about that. Why is the bottom part of the market so weak? It's weak because of affordability for the entry-level buyers.
That's exactly where it is.
And like Owen, who 20 years old, youngest borrower I've ever worked with, actually with the oldest house I've ever sold, 1895. He made it work through a roommate.
Was currently living with a roommate, planned to bring that roommate with him.
Yep, and then now you have a rent for your friend that's cheaper than an apartment, and you have your own bathroom and walls, and then it's cheaper for the individual buying it. But the typical individual out there, quite honestly, doesn't have the creativity. They're overwhelmed with inflation, they're overwhelmed with interest rates, and they're underwhelmed with their hourly income.
Yeah, maybe overwhelmed with a car payment as well, depending
<Yeah.
laughs> on what their mindset is.
Yeah, and that is true. We are a debt-free mortgage company, and we align very closely with the 7 baby steps, with financial peace, with Ramsey Solutions and all the personalities there. And it is crazy, Ken, how much we see starter entry-level homeowners trying to live like they're in the big city.
Yeah.
I mean, I have kids that have trucks that are newer than mine.
Hey, does that come with a bathroom in it?
Yeah, because every month you make your payment, you want to piss yourself.
Oh, no need then.
And if you're listening right now and you're overwhelmed by debt and this conversation is not funny to you, hey, call Ken and I at 719-633-8483. We'll sit down with you, get a budget, get a plan. I mean, I don't want to digress too much, Ken, but I think the best thing we ever did at Churchill was a certified Churchill approval.
I agree 100%. It tells you exactly what you can afford to buy, and if you have money saved, you can go up, you can have that loan amount, and you can then decide on how much purchase price you can get depending on how much more money you want to put down. That loan amount is guaranteed with a $10,000 guarantee to the seller, so that should it fall out and we pay that $10,000, the client gets their earnest money back.
Yes, and the biggest thing is instead of going on the internet and getting a quick quote, this is an actual human being where you go through processing, you go through verification of employment, and you go through the entire underwriting process to verify what you're approved for. Therefore, Churchill Mortgage, backed by Ramsey Solutions, can have that guarantee. And the biggest thing with that, Ken, is I see individuals, well, everybody from Owen to Rachel, I have 15 of them on the floor in my office, and now I'm down to 4 people that did the heavy lifting in the winter months, and now they've went to purchase with all of their finances in order, and I see that as a total difference maker.
It is. You know, it doesn't take all the stress out of buying a home, but it takes about 80% of it, because you know that when you make that offer, you've already been approved for the loan amount. It's not about you anymore. It's about the property.
Yep, and if you have a contract and an appraisal, then you have a house. So call at 719-633-8483, and we'll help you get certified with Churchill Mortgage. Ken, would you say, I mean, with underwriting and processing, that's more than a $1,500 upfront investment that we make in the individual qualified, not paying a penny, and there isn't anybody else I know in the industry that does that.
Me neither.
Yeah, so give us a call, and what I want to go on to here in the last 4 minutes is what difference is going to make with this economic update in this next quarter, this next year, and hopefully, if he's like Alan Greenspan, who was in office for a decade, will Kevin Warsh bring to the Federal Reserve Board? What will he bring to it? And basically, he's got 5 separate policies that he's trying to focus on, folks. Number one is no rate changes, but focus on the economy. Number two, there's something that's called the dot plot. Ken, this is crazy when I looked into this. Janet Yellen and Jay Powell, when the economy was soft before COVID, it exploded during the Trump administration and then got soft again after COVID, they started to more regularly update quarterly and monthly meetings in the Federal Reserve with something that's called the dot plot, which is quote-unquote an anonymous projection of where the short-term interest rates would go in the future. The very first thing that Kevin Warsh did is he said the dot plot is no longer. I'm not going to plot or predict where the market is going. I am going to allow the jobs report, the inflation report, and the consumer sentiment to monitor that. The next thing is, and this is a huge one, is he wants to change the culture of the Federal Reserve. And in doing so, he created a task force, 5 separate task force, to talk about the communication practices within the Federal Reserve, because there's so much bureaucracy and bureaucratic talk, number one. Number two, this is a huge one. Balance the Fed's P&L sheet and to have a task force looking into that. Going into data sources, this is huge. Can you use AI to better plot where they need to put their focus? Number four is productivity and jobs. I mean, Kenny, I'm not going to get into this. There's literally tens of thousands of people in the Fed to just read charts, which is just insane. Over 2,200 people supporting 12 Fed chairs are regional Fed presidents.
Yeah, need about 30 to do that job.
I know. You could in Churchill, that's five times what we have in a $2.5 billion company. And then, of course, inflation projection is number five. So I think we're in a brand new phase, kind of like you're just married. We're in the honeymoon phase with Kevin Warsh. But I really, really like him, and I think that he's going to be great for the economy. So in the last minute, Kenny, you and I both agree that interest rates have a chance to get softer. I don't know if I see sale prices going up. Do you think price will exceed demand over the next month?
If rates do go down, everybody seems like they're going to jump off the fence.
And I think you're which is
why we said before, date your rate and buy the house. You have less competition. Don't get caught up in the rate idea. Rate is one of 26 different things that you should consider when you buy a house, and certainly not in the top five.
Well said, Ken. I could not say it better myself. Call us at 719-633-8483 or go to ChurchillColorado.com. Kenny, thanks for coming on the air. I'm going to be back after these messages to wrap up the conversation about a market evaluation and put it in a nice little compartment as I explain the GDP, the gross domestic product, and what we're going to talk about next week. Right here on The Jay Garvin Show, back after these important messages.
I'm going to take it out. Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Land of opportunity, yeah. Could a boy who's nothing be something and be everything?
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host of The Jay Garvin Show, and I'm wrapping up the conversation about a mid-year market evaluation where we shared with you historic updates where the average sales price in May of 2026 hit $577,000 for the average price of a home, and the median home for the third time kicked up against the glass ceiling of $500,000 at $499,952. Even in this economy, with these interest rates, with the consumer sentiment still indifferent with the Iran conflict, we are like a powder keg ready for an explosion again, and that's going to come through real wage increases. We're starting to see it around the country, and I expect it to come into El Paso County. I also started the conversation last hour about Kevin Warsh, the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, holding rates steady, the Fed fund rate at 3.75, prime interest rate is at 6.75, and the 30-year fixed Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac conventional loan is at about a 6.49%. If we have settling of inflation, if we have crude oil going from $100 a barrel down to $80 a barrel, down to $70 a barrel, we are going to see gas prices at the pump and inflation settle down below 3% with real stability with the Iran conflict behind us, real stability with increased jobs, and increased stability with what Kevin Warsh is doing with his different task forces to increase the communication practices in the Fed Reserve, balance their spreadsheet, get data sources streamlined so they're not talking bureaucratic nonsense talk, but actually allowing the economy to talk for itself, learning how to get more productivity out of the Fed Reserve positions, and then, of course, the impact on artificial intelligence. All of this comes down to the conversation that I believe is going to be the biggest difference maker in our economic stability. And, folks, that is the GDP components of our local, state, and federal markets. See, call me at 719-330-1457. Just like I did with Mia this last Thursday, I want you to understand different economic components so you then can better understand financing, so then you can better understand your interest rate and your mortgage products. Because she came up to me when we were locking a rate and we sat down this last week and she said, Jay, I just want to know how long it's going to take me to recapture the investment I made in buying down my rate with a discount point. And that makes so much sense. I want everybody to understand it to the level that Mia did, Taryn, in Utah as I went through it with her, because it's pretty simple. If you go ahead and spend $100 up front to lock your interest rate and you save $20 a month for doing so, it's only going to take you 5 months to recapture the $100 investment you made to save $20 a month. See, that's the end goal of having these conversations on the radio, on the podcast. Understand the micro concept of how a mortgage and financing and the term of the loan can work for you, but do so by understanding the macro, the big picture, in the GDP, in the economic numbers, and then the loan process. So if you have a 15-year mortgage for $100,000 at 6% interest, you're going to pay back $150,000. You're going to pay $50,000 over the life of 15 years of having $100,000 given to you. If you do the same $100,000 in that loan at 6% on a 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay back $215,000. So instead of paying back 50% of the balance in interest over time so you can afford it, you're going to borrow $100,000 and pay 115% or $115,000 back. That's why the term of the loan matters. How long is your loan? Dave Ramsey will tell you the 15-year mortgage is the way you need to go. And that's why my wife and I own a half a dozen houses outright, because we made the hard decisions to do that 15-year mortgage. What I want to explain to you is it makes a difference when you look at the macro picture with the gross domestic product components. It's made up of four sectors of public and private consumption, investments from business, here's a big one, government expenditures, and net exports. Our American economy almost solely lives on consumption. That's when George Bush, after 9/11, stood on the rubble and said, Americans, go spend your money. That's the best thing you can do for the economy. Well, investments in business has been stable. Government expenditures have been out of control. And basically, the net exports in the United States have been virtually non-existent for the last 75 years. And what I mean when I say that is in 2020, with Donald Trump and his first administration, was the first time since 1972 that our oil exports exceeded our oil imports. And if we can grow at a macro level the amount of exports, industry, and job wage increase, we are then going to lift a rising tide and everybody's boat who's on that tide. If we focus on building the private sector economy, that is then going to build all of the stability within our country, the state of Colorado, and the Pikes Peak region. Next week, I am going to go into a home ownership economy and go into details on the gross domestic product. Because even within private and public consumption, the number one consumable that we address every day is home ownership. So call me at 719-330-1457 to better understand how you can get qualified for your next purchase loan and do so with a certified Churchill approval. My number is 719-330-1457. Call me personally. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that is all that matters in the end. And if you're listening to tomorrow's replay, I'm not going to be on at 11 a.m. Just be patient, because my show will air immediately after the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, where you will see it is sponsored by Jersey Mike's, one of my partners, right here in Nate Rose. Go grow and prosper. Call me at 719-330-1457 for your next residential mortgage loan or a refinance. And tune in next week as I'm talking about a home ownership economy right here in the United States. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Now I'm not talking about excessive greed, the kind that puzzle describes in Pharisee. I don't worship it like a golden calf, but change in my pocket is always good for a laugh.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
For his wife, a little spending money, money to burn, money that you did not necessarily earn. Rainy days seem to wind up the same, long as you got a little space.